A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cost of living.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living.
According to Zimstat, the country's consumer prices fell to minus 2.47% in December 2015, slightly unchanged from the same rate in November, which was at minus 2.46%. The statistics agency says on a month-to-month basis, prices declined by 0.11%, shedding off 0.27 percentage points in November 2015 rate.
Zimbabwe's decision to scrap the local currency in 2009 helped end hyperinflation as it cut off the government's ability to print money to pay debts. And at the same time, it eroded the manufacturer's competitiveness by making it cheaper to import everything from food to clothing rather than produce them locally. Now some economists are talking about deflation in the country. Deflation comes with its own problems. It discourages consumers from spending as they anticipate prices will fall even further, while declining margins reduces the incentive for businesses to invest and hire workers.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjaloko foni.
Honguka Gibbs nasitira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu. Tirikunzwa kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichidzikira. Asi ndamudziko ndire kuti kunyange mitengo iri kudzikira, hapana munhu ari kutenga zvinhu zvacho nekuti vanhu havana mari. Ndo dambudziko rapinda munyika. Zvaakuitawo kuti vemabhizimisi vasakwanise kupinza vanhu basa nekuti hakuna zvinhu zviri kugadzirwa asi kutengwa. Ende rimwe dambudziko rapo ndere kuti vanhu vakawanda vakuona zviri nani kuti vaende kunotora zvinhu kuSouth Africa vachiunza munyika nekuti kuda kuzvigadzirisa. Zvisina zvakare munhu ari kutenga mitengo yechiderera zvinenge zvaakuomera vemabhizimisi zvekuti zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Yebambe zulu kanda walinga lichona njani kona ngapo lapel kona ngemakaya tina ngapo lo blessing ayisiyaphila sibuloko makama. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje siyabona ukuthi intengo yempahla ungazani iyehla kakhulu kona ngapo ke eZimbabwe okwenziwa ke ngokunengi ukuthi ke kule impahla enengi evela eSouth Africa kumbe Botswana kumbe kwezinye indawo. Xa ingangena kona ngapo ke emkambo sisitsho ukuthi kuphela akusasebenzeki kuhle sokugcina kusithi intengo yempahla elungiswa khona lapha eZimbabwe ibe phansi kakhulu. Xa ngaba phansi kakhulu abantu bengathengi kugcina kulalokho kuthiwa yi-deflation. Sizwile kakhulu abamakampani bekhuluma bekhonona njalo besithi nxa kungenzakala lokhu kutsho ukuthi abasathengisi kahle impahla yabo. Loba kunjalo ke siyabona ukuthi abantu eZimbabwe bathole nzima ngokuthi baphile. Ukuziphilisa khona ngapho siyakwazi ukudiphenda ngokuthi ule mali kumbe awula mali. Irand iwile sizwile ke ukuthi kobulawayo blessing irand si 1 to 20 US dollars 20 rand ngawo 20 rand sule malini
dollar
kuphela nje mfowethu mazani rand si wile dikhi sibe kuzwayo so khona kulakwenza ukuthi emkambo we market we mali khona apho kube nzima njalo mfowethu
onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Tirikunzwa kuti zvinhu zviri kuwanikwa hongu muzvitoro zvasiyana nekuma 2008 kwekuti zvinhu zvazvisimo muzvitoro, asi iko zvine zvinhu zvacho zviripo asi mari yekutenga ndopasina. Saka makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera mungave muri kujocholo, kuchipinge, kukaroi, kutengwe uko. Makasununguka kuti mutifonere tinge tichitaura nemi muchitudzawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei. Muri kukwanisawo here kutenga zvinhu zvamunoda kuti munge muchishandisa zuva nezuva? Nekuti vakawanda nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dziri kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuderera kwakanyanyisa kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Kunyange mitengo yacho iri kuderera sezvatataura, hapana vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunotenga, zvinova zvinhu zvakukonzera kuti paite mutauro. Gibbs.
Yes, cera ndisifonere khona manje kuti sixoxe izulukandaba singazitelengapi kunangapo ke ematojeni, kunangapo ke kokitsi yatota siyakwazi tiri khona kunangapo phela kunangapo ka ebhinga esiyasundu esiyachilaba lakanye bhinga center. Bambi foni nje kuphela usithinte kolapho ke estudio 7 lakhona ngapho ke emount dawin kolapho egwanda emachecheni phela singasikhohlwa lakhona ngapho ke ebitebridge leplumtree. Bantu benkosi asixoxeni ngalokhu kwenzakalayo, kambe lenelisa yini ukuthi lithenge impahla ekhona khona ngapho ezitolo zenu? Ye, nxa lifuna ukuthi lifone nasi nombolo lifone kanye cellphone lakhona ngapho 001 202 619 2077. Lakhona ngapho phela eBotswana leGoli. Ye, ngena nizulu khuluma nsizwe.
I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Prosper Chitambara, the chief economist of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe and also a PhD candidate in economics. Dr. Chitambara, or not yet? Mr. Chitambara, good evening.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, listeners.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Chitambara, let's talk about we understand from Zimstat that prices are actually going down. They are decreasing. Whereas in 2008, prices were going up after every hour. You know, that was hyperinflation. So can we safely say that Zimbabwe is in that stage that we call deflation as opposed to inflation?
Yeah, true. We are in a what we call a deflationary vicious cycle where prices are actually weakening, where prices are in some cases even declining. And it's a reflection of a weakening economy, because when normally inflation measures also the strength or the health or the soundness of an economy. So when prices are increasing at a stable rate, that's a good sign of a strengthening of a rising economy. Mm-hmm. Now, when prices are declining, it actually means that the economy is actually weakening. It means there is a lack of aggregate demand in the economy. Mm-hmm. So that's not a good sign. Those two extremes are not the ideal situation. The first extreme being chronic hyperinflation, and the second extreme being a chronic deflation. I think they are symptoms of an ailing economy.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Now under those circumstances, Mr. Chitambara, how best can you actually make sure that people can buy something? You know, like in Zimbabwe right now, it's difficult to buy a commodity because people don't have money. So what should people do? You know?
I think there are a number of things that need to be done. The first thing relates to the fact that most people are not gainfully employed. Uh-huh. So the levels of disposable incomes in the economy are actually at an all-time low. Companies are closing, and people are getting retrenched. So people just don't have the liquidity to actually go and buy commodities, goods, and services. That's the first one. The second point being that when you are in a dollarized environment like we are in, your main sources of revenues becomes, number one, taxation, taxation of companies and individuals. Now, we're saying that our tax revenues are very, very low because of deindustrialization and also because of retrenchment. Another source of revenue when you are dollarized would become your export receipts. It means you have to produce a lot of commodities, sell outside and get money on the goods that you are selling. Now in Zimbabwe, our exports have not been performing very, very well. And in fact, it's our imports that have been rising. So we have actually been generating what we call trade and current account deficit, that is whereby there's actually an outflow, a net outflow of money out of Zimbabwe. So the money that is leaving Zimbabwe is actually more than the money that is coming into Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. So that presents a major, major challenge for economic policy formulators, for policymakers. And also, when you have a large informal economy, whereby 94.5% of the economy is now informalized, it also presents challenges in terms of domestic resource mobilization. It means your tax base becomes very, very narrow. And that trend actually is going to worsen because the companies are continuing to close and people continue to lose jobs. And those people that are losing jobs in the formal economy are finding themselves subsisting in the non-formal. So I think the non-formal is going to continue to rise and tax revenues are going to continue to shrink. So it's going to be a big challenge for government, I think, going forward.
But is there a quick fix to this deflation? Because we are seeing signs of it in countries such as Spain, Hungary, Greece, Japan, to some extent. Is there a quick fix, or this will take years?
There is no quick fix. It's telling when you don't have your own money. Normally, what countries will do, I think it's typical of countries that don't have their own domestic currency. You made mention of Greece. Greece is made, they are using the euros.
Yes.
So they can't print the euros, even Spain, they can't print the euros. Japan, normally what they did in Japan was to reduce interest rates to even below 0%, which means actually borrowers are trying to die for borrowing. But we can't really do that in Zimbabwe because we don't have recourse to the normal monetary policy instrument like adjusting interest rates because we are not using our own local economy. So the answer to that question is there is no fix, there is no miracle to eat. We just have to make sure that we are producing. Mm-hmm. And once we are producing, it means government will get more revenues, tax revenues, and we also get more exports as we export more products outside. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the cost of living. Some economists are saying that there are telltale signs that Zimbabwe is at that stage, which the economists call the deflation stage, as opposed to inflation or hyperinflation that the country experienced around 2008. Gibbs.
I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Winos Dube, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo United Residents Association. Mr. Dube, welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Winos Dube? I think his line is not getting through as much as we like. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to... okay, Mr. Dube, are you there? Oh, we can't get him. I think there's a problem. Maybe we have to reroute our calls somehow. So let's get back to Mr. Chitambara. Mr. Chitambara, we know that recently the government actually introduced some customs duties. You know, is it a way of trying to, you know, fight against this deflation?
Well, I think it's a way of trying to raise revenues, whether it's customs duty or import tariffs are one of the major sources of revenue for government. So I think government is trying to raise more revenue through that channel. It's also probably a way of trying to discourage imports, where imports are also decimated local industries in some cases. I think it's twofold, really, attempting to raise more revenue for the business and also trying to protect local industries from competition.
Yes, ikhulumekele lo mnumzana kulompofu osecingwane sathi sibuyele kuDube ngibona ngazani bangathi sebemtholile kodwa sikhale sesiye elubhane lokho ziplessing khona ngapho baba mpofu ungawutshona njani baba mpofu ejotsholo ungawutshona njani mkhwenyana
ha Hayi ngitshonile, ngitshona njani baba?
Ah, sitshone kakhulu, kunjani khona ngapha?
Ah, ngapha kuyathisa ma.
Ye, kula khona ukuthiwa i-deflation ukuthi impahla nxa uyikhangele ezitolo ichiphile sibili, kodwa umuntu kayanelisi ukuyithenga. Kunjani khona ngapha eJutshola?
Ya. Ngabe fanana nje kuyakuthiphile kodwa umuntu akakwanisi ukuyithenga ngenxa yokushota kwezimali.
Mm.
Akusase khona sibili kodwa imali zokuthenga azikho.
Akusitshela ukuchiphe kangana nxa ngapha ukucasisa nje ukuthi lokhu kuyimali okungaka, lokhu kuyimali engaka ngamafitshane nje.
Ah, kodwa-ke ukuchipha ngathi kuchiphile akuchiphanga ngoba manje inkukhu i-20 kg uyakhona ukuyicela nge-$11. Njengabo hawu sinkwantini vele idola.
Idola kuyini?
Isinkwa.
Oh ye, eh.
Yeah. Ah, lokunye nje kuningi kodwa imali yangikhona yiyo eyangingatholakali.
So ligcina lisenzani nxa lingenelisi ukuthenga mfokampofu?
Ya.
Ligcina lisenzani pho nxa lingakwanisi ukuthenga?
Abanye yikho phela ukufa abanye sebesiswa ngezindlala ngoba vele babengakhoni ukuthi benelise ukuthenga lezo zinto. So umuntu uyakhona ukuthi ekhambe ngokucela ebantwini ukuze encedakale ngezokudla.
So manje ungahlala ucela nsuku zonke omakhelwane sebesithini pho?
Umakhelwane layo yabe sebekhuluma ngendlela ngoba layo yabe ngenawo.
Pho kuphilwa njani-ke babampofu?
Ah, uphilwa kabuhlungu kaba angeke ngingalandisa okuningi ngenxa yokuphila kakhulu ngoba vele akulanti e-right, akulanti ehambayo.
Singathi-ke abantu baphila njani kusukisela ngesikhathi umuntu ehola kunokho yabe kuholile kuze kubuye enye inyanga kuyabe kuhamba njani?
Ngathi kona lokho ukuthena yikho okungathi kwandile ngoba vele nokuhola kwakhona akula msebenzi kuyabe ngahola nakulalile.
Sizokuthiwa abanye vele sebephila ngezimpazo pho kuhamba njani khonapho?
Ye, baphila ngezimpazo ukuthi omunye umuntu wakhona ethi sekholile esuke lapho sesiyabhadalisa impazo sephinde siyakoloda futhi esinye isimpazo sokuthi simkwamise enye inyanga yakhona.
Hayi
akukuthi ukuthi
ye qhubeka mpofu
enelise ukuthi engatheni sengenzani ngakho khona lapho hayi kuyimpilo kwangikhona kusuka kube nzima.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba mpofu, ungadinelwa kusasa, uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yes, bongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Mpofu in Jocholo, and Jocholo is in Lupane District, in Matabele North Province. So we are saying that the situation is quite bad. You know, people can't buy, you know, because can't buy a lot of commodities. Because those commodities, of course, he says, reasonably, they are quite low in terms of prices. But people don't have the money. The disposable income is the issue. So he says, for example, a 20 kg of mealie-meal is $11. Bread is $1. And under normal circumstances in a functional economy, he says one can buy, you know, some of those commodities. But now they can't.
Regaiti dzoke kwamuri vachitambara. Vachitambara, tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu aya. Muri kuonawo here paine chimbi-chimbi kubva kuhurumende vemabhizimisi nevamwe vese kuti vagadzirise dambudziko iri?
Bongo ari kumbo avari kutishaya but handisi kunyatsa kushanda nekuti sekutandisisa hurumende zvinhu zvida kuitwa muekonomi ithink zvimwe zvacho zvinoda mari yakawandisa kuti zvinge zvichigadzirwa because pane zvinge zvisingadazo mari. For example, takatarisa nyaya yekunge tichirestructure maparasita edu nekuti makaona maparasita edu mazhinji they are a major drain kufiscus ende zvinhu izvi zvekuti hurumende dai papa ine commitment yakasasimba taigona kurestructure maparasita kwareforma otanga kuoperata along commercial lines otanga kucontributa even kunyadze madividends kupa hurumende madividends maprofit zvaigona kubatsira. But chimwewo chaida kutiitwe kugadzirisa agriculture sector yedu. Agriculture sector yedu for a long time yanga iri mumadoldrums hazvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka ende munoziva Zimbabwe tiri an agro based economy. Agriculture yakasimiza rest of economy inoita take a code makona agriculture production from 2000 isibona zvakava zvaafekta industry, zvakaafekta the rest of the economy. Saka nyaya yagriculture inoda kugadziriswa. Dzimwe nyaya dzacho inyaya dzekupa vanhu matitle deeds, dzekupa vanhu title kuland kuti vakwanise ngo achiwana zvikwereti even kumabhanga. Nyaya dzekuinvesta muiven basic irrigation. I think it's already no through that sort of smoke and after drought. But they saka so invest in the irrigation. Zvaiga na kuti batsira nyika dzakawanda. Zviri kuita zvakanaka makatarisa kuna na Israel. Israel inyika iri drought prone kunopisa, but vakwanisa kuharvesta underground water. And vari kutorima matomatoes, market gardening, vachitoexporta kunyika dzakaita sedzemaAfrica. Saka I think dambudziko remuZimbabwe nderekuti how do we get our agriculture sector economically. Vanhu vakatanga kuwana chitafu ndobanoenza mtoparegina tiri kuexport, tiri kuimporta sori chibage kubva kunyika dzakaita sana Zambia kana South Africa. But makore achangopfuura ya Zimbabwe tati bread basket yenyika. Kana tiri kuti mafortunes edu ari tied kunyaya dzeagriculture. Agriculture yakaisimuka zvinoira kuti ikonomi yedu yese isimuke. Saka nyaya dzematitle deeds, nyaya dzeirrigation, nyaya dzakakosha dzinofanira kugadziriswa muchimbi chimbi kuitira kuti tiite take off maagriculture yoafecta the rest of the economy. Saka hongu pane zvinhu zvinogona kuitwa nehurumende nemabhizinesi. Nyaya dzekureforma maparastatals, nyaya dzekupa vanhu matitle kuland uye nyaya dzekuinvesta munyaya dzeirrigation. And macooperating partners akawanda anoda, I know kuti makaenda kunyakomba Japanese government iri kushanda nehurumende kunyaya dzekuisa irrigation kumarural farmers nananyakomba kunyanga uko. Saka hurumende inogona kuwana vanoitsigira nedzimwe nyika. Ari hongu pane pachidao credibility on the part of government in terms of even my policies here, my political policies, even my economic policies, which is pangu pae no consistence, pangu pae no confidence. You know what makes about wangu actually, but even my investors, man, and it's actually that kuono pane consistent here in terms of politics or in terms of economic policies here.
Tinotenda zvikuru vachitambara Gibbs.
I think Mr. Winos Dube of the Pulau United Residents Association is with us now. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Tell us, Mr. Dube, what is going on in terms of prices in Bulawayo? Are they actually going down or they're stagnant? Give us some kind of insight of that.
To be honest, we'll say about prices seem to be stagnant there. They're not going down, neither are they going up to such an alarming extent. They are rather very stagnant wherever they are, but there is a serious problem within the people. Finances are not available within the people. We have a situation which should appear like it's more of a liquidity crunch that is really much more prevalent than the country to such an extent that people are really struggling with even the prices which are remaining at the same levels, but people struggle to raise the money to afford them as much as they would want to have with whatever little money they'll be having.
Can you hold on the line there, Mr. Dube?
Kaitiende ku South Africa kuna mkoma semu. Makadi mkoma semu.
Makadi wewe ni wewe.
Aiwa isu tiri nani kuri sei Johnny?
No kuno kwa hakuna kana mvura hakuna kitu.
Hazina kumira mushi.
Hazina ndira ndongo mwangu.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yechikafu muZimbabwe kuti chirimo hacho muzvitoro asi vanhu havasi kukwanisa kunge vachichitenga. Ndozvamuri kuonawo here kana kunzwa?
Aiwa chokwadi chiriko chaizvo ndokuti chikafu chacho hachikwanisa kutenga, unongochitaa chakapinda muchitoro. Kana mari yacho hapana yokwanisa kuti ngoitenga, haibatike mari yacho.
Ko vari kutengesa zvinhu kanzi vazhinji vapinda muyatinoti informal sector, haisi kubatika mari yacho?
Aiwa mari haizombobatika, iripo ndokuti upenyu hatikurama izvota dzekera mumanyakare nyakare chaiwo chaiwa
kana muchiti tadzokera kumanyakare munenge muchireve apa
waikwanisa kuva ne mari yanga isingabatiki asi zvinhu zviripo itadza kuzvitenga
saka ndozvamuri kuona zvakare
ndo zviripo chaizvo chaizvo
saka semaonero enyu dambudziko iri ringagadziriswa sei
hai kumbode kugadzira kwedambudziko iriya zvinotoda kuti vanhu va ndingangoti zvingaitike ndizvekuti upenyu hwacho ndokuti munhu vachikwanisa kunge vachisevenza vasevenza ndokuti because makambanis akavhara akawanda kunyutako saka napasina makambanis hapana vanokwanisa kutenga mutoro vanongotarisa zvinhu zvidi muchitoro kane bulawayo chaiko chaiko hapana makambani angoo machechi zvepo
saka dei pakagadziriswa nyaya yemakambani
ya vanhu vakwanise kuwana because mwana ari kuna kudzidzoita madhigiri haasenzi anosora achidhakwa akagara musiti
haiwa ipapo panobva paita dambudziko munokuluma here mukoma semu
ukuluma nyakuluma kuti
kuluma sis
kuluma boys
indaba yekhona lapha mntu akamama yokuthi into azimama kahle lapha elizweni lethu la
kunzima kakhulu mfowethu
kunzima into vele ma esitolweni ungangena esitolo lapha vele akhangeni ukuthi uthenga ungathenga ngani idola kalikwa lalibambeka idola
pho manje idola libambeka njani njengoba lirandi lalongazani liyatshelela nje ezikhomeni
kathesi irandi manje lapha uhamba lalekhaya ukuthi idola i-twenty randi ale kuthola zima uyathe isisini kazemobhuusita futhi
pho kuyiwa ngaphi kona mboke mnumzana
hayi lapha mntu akamama lapha seseyakhwela kunkulunkulu ukuthi esizeli ukuthi angazi ukuthi angayenza njani unkulunkulu ngoba kathesi esilekile
yes ngathi ke nxa sikhangela kathi ukhona ekhaya yini ngekhrismas
ye kade ngikhona ekhaya
impahla ibinjani kodwa iyathengeka kumbe akuthengeka
iyathengeka but iyathengeka but akulokhwasi kuyithenga ngoba idola khona kayibambeki
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana sem sibongele kakhulu baba usafuna ukukhuluma lai
hayi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sem
orit baba maita bai
tinotenda zvikuru of course sem says it's true all is not well you know many people are not working and as a result people cannot afford to spend and the people are not spending that is a problem right Mr. Chitambala what can be done to stimulate the economy
I think what needs to be done is to produce once it produces it means the people get also employment once it produces it means we also get export more and when you export more it means that's more revenue that's more liquidity coming into the country so I think the recommendation here is how do we produce Now, this we produce is by dealing with those sectors that are making it difficult for us to produce. One of those sectors is the high cost of doing business in Zimbabwe. As a result of a number of factors, it's number one, infrastructure deficit, infrastructure bottlenecks. For example, the issue to do with transport logistics. You know, NRZ is no longer functioning at its optimum. So the cost of transporting goods, inputs in and out of the country becomes expensive.
Electricity.
The power outages that have been experiencing, all those factors, they affect the cost of doing business.
Mr. Chitambala, please do stay on the line. We'll be back with you. We will just want to take a short break. Gibbs, we also have Mr. Dube, right?
Yeah, Mr. Dube,
Mr. Dube,
line,
please
yes.
do stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.